And so back to the title of this, Candle in the Wind. And he calls a page to deliver a message to the Bishop of Rochester. And the page, he calls him a small boy, but it's going to turn out he's 13 over on another page. His name is Tom. And he starts talking to Tom, born near Warwick. He's 13 years old. And he calls him Tom of Newbold Revel on page 635. This is an important character. It's a very important character. Probably be on the test. And what he is going to be is, he's going to be the person to carry this story, if you will. And so it's like Arthur is aware here that he has to keep his story. He has to keep his legend. He has to keep who he is and what he stands for. Truth, goodness, justice, honor, fidelity, all these things alive as a story. That if everyone's killed this day and no one carries the story forward, it can't come back as an ideal. So somebody has to survive. So he assigns Tom this role. And he says, I'm going to assign you the role of carrying this forward. He says in the bottom of 635, put it like this. There was a king once called King Arthur. That is me. When he came to the throne of England, he found that all the kings and barons were fighting against each other like madmen. And as they could afford to fight in expensive suits of armor, see, we didn't need to read the whole other 600 pages plus. We could just read this. This is it. There was practically nothing which could stop them from doing what they pleased. Midas right. They did a lot of bad things because they lived by force. Now, this king had an idea, and the idea was that force ought to be used, if it were used at all, on behalf of justice, not on its own account. Follow this, young boy. He thought that if he could get his barons fighting for truth and to help weak people to redress wrongs, then their fighting might not be such a bad thing as once it used to be. So he gathered together all the true and kindly people that he knew, and he dressed them in armor, and he made them knights, and taught them his idea, and set them down at a round table.